Welcome back, everyone, to the Drink and Drum podcast, the podcast with all the vibes. I am one of three hosts. My name is Timon Nicholas, aka Mr. Terrible.
Signing in, Jaron Tomlinson, the young sheller, aka Pineapple Badman in the building. Wagwan.
And it's your boy, Evron Williams, aka Big Easy. You don't know Wagwan.
This is the unapologetic podcast with really good intentions. The socials, them located at the bottom of this podcast right there. So make sure you hit us up and tell us what's going on.
Where would it do? Like, how she get exposed to having dildos and, you know what I mean, don't deal with
plenty of porn.
So much of money.
Porn.
at such young years, you know what I mean?
A porn and girl there in the classroom. Remember when you taught Crane Sleep on a bush and she taught about whipped cream or she could do to your dick?
Okay,
and just some wild girl as a sudden. I remember when I first went to Adventist school, no, everybody listened to Cartel and Movado and all them Jamaican artists said that, you know.
Ramping,
yeah. Yeah, and then the young pussy knocking sudden. But the man there from a former village used to ask chat about how they eat the man out. So in the form of my head, misses something now, something to write, right? Mm-hmm. So then girl over there said, yeah, no man, you know, the young from pussy. I mean, it's so thick. And me say, scene. And a couple girl may talk to me, tell her, yeah, no, you suck your wife, man. She like, you got some pussy. Right, I'm saying just cool. I ain't never tell nobody. Right? And then about a year or two after them start hearing girls say, yeah, I'm a sucking dick boy. I'ma say, what? But then turn they deal with boss man and so me say, and then boss man broke out then the little girl, right? But then girl would come back and then tell people how them are free and how them do all kind of sudden. So is one girl talking about it that gets another girl involved and then boom bam people in your body.
Hmm.
So I feel like it's just like if you check it right now, I'm pretty sure the kids coming out right now that were way more sexually active than we were at their age.
Right.
Like it just in the culture now, they're just talking about it. That's all they talk about on social media and everything.
Like you believe some of your thoughts. So like if you had thoughts of like, you know, you don't go through eating wife, you don't go through, you know what I mean, the mother don't go through a suck the dick and so forth, right? And now I have a child, right? I say I have one youth, you know, a youth man. Now he come now, maybe if he gets some of the memory of sucking wife and so forth.
Khaled, gross, no.
So like he wears off with this, you know what I mean, persona that, yeah, you know. Because for me parents, you know what I mean, me know about the old man, but the old lady, you know what I mean, she never know about them. You then just call it, she never know about fellatio and then someday, you know what I mean? And
you can't be a thing, man, because the Jamaicans used to sing about on heavy. Then if they do that, one brave man decided to try, I'm going to say, hey, I'm on to something.
You know what I mean? You know?
Yeah, some romantic guy kiss up she hand, all the way down, she ties. He said, let me just kiss this and see what I got. And she, ooh. And the man said, hey, I'm on to something, you know? And he tell his free friends, And he, you know, he probably just seep out. And the man, you know, they used to have a thing that they must say, church people can only have sex in one position. And the missionary. You can't go explore nothing else, you know?
Yes,
so maybe yes, people just have a whole thing that they stick to.
Yo, let me ask you a question. What, you know what sodomy is?
Ass play.
Go, okay, I want you to Google sodomy and tell me where you see. S-O-D-O-M-Y.
Right.
I can tell you what it means, but I actually want to have to go and Google it myself so I can actually
see. Yeah,
sexual intercourse involving anal or oral.
Hear that? Hear the last one, the oral. So, you know, a lot of, remember the Bible talk about Sodom and Gomorrah? A lot of people think that Sodom and Gomorrah was, you know what I mean, Batman to do Batman things.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
It also say, the definition of it say, oral as well. So that means all...
A long time there, some they go on.
No, me not talk about that. Me talk about all...
Wow, you seen?
Wait, they get it twisted. Allow who a suck and a geek oral. Allow
sodomites.
Like I mean, try to say.
So I'm just gonna put my dick in my body then.
I'm not getting that. that with you, my brother.
Nah, it's interesting. Sodom and Gomorrah was a pretty interesting time, dog. Imagine. A whole...
Really, this is what I said. Traditionally, sodomy has been referred to as a crime against nature. That's what...
You see, but I feel like Okay, one of the things that is interesting about back in the day, Bible Day, I feel like back in the day, they didn't know about like the health and stuff that we know today. Not to say that it's obsolete and God didn't know what he was talking about in the future, right? Probably still have his reasons. But like, when he told us not to eat unclean food, it's because nobody knew about salmonella poisoning and all them other bacteria. But today we know, right? Not to say that we need to go eat unclean food now because we know the harms and stuff. But like, you don't think there was a health reason for him to be telling people not to do certain things? And like, even if we know better now, it's still the same health reasons. You know what I mean? So what if you're telling people like, hey, look, nah, don't do sodomy because like gonorrhea, you know, shit can get in your face. Yeah. Like, yeah, just keep, is it cancer in the throat? Yeah. Whatever it is, but you just like keep all that on the low because like y'all don't have the infrastructure to like sort yourself out if shit goes out. So imagine everybody across the country putting it in the ass, the vagina, their throat. The people were just dead from sickness. And they had a lot of sickness back in the day. They had plagues and shit. So I feel like it was just like, it's for the time, but it could still be used in our time. Because back then they were using bloody rags when they're on the period. You think anybody gonna be like not eating vagina when it's bloody and then they suck up marrow as a bone?
True.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it could just be a health thing to stop people from doing stuff.
Okay.
And just imagine.
I mean, most things were, and also because not only health, I don't think health reason as well. Some of the pagan nations and them were doing a lot of weird ass shit. And the children of Israel basically wanted their own identity. So a lot of the things were to just preserve their identity. That's how I also see it as well.
Mm.
Okay, because let me kind of explain them some more. Like, okay, look for Antigua. Antigua really don't have an identity. Antiguans can basically survive. Anyway. Amongst anybody, you know Canadians, what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas Jamaicans, you know, Jamaica have, you can tell on Jamaican, you can say, yo, that man there in Jamaica, you know what I mean?
They walk in Jamaican everywhere.
You check? So that, in that sense, they, so a lot of the practice, so, because, you know, okay, like for instance, a lot of the practices Jamaicans have, you can know it's Jamaica they're from and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, so what I was saying in regards to certain lifestyle practices and so that the Israelites and so adopted is it was to preserve their own identity. Not so like for instance, like look pan the Bible used to say about getting tattoos and those kind of stuff. I mean the pagan people and so used to do them, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they were the Israelites were supposed to be God's special people, so they were supposed to have an identity. Mm-hmm. Of their own.
Check.
So yeah.
So you tell cuts out their foreskin to stand out like, yo, that's wild. You know how wild that is? Hey, where you from? Jerusalem, are you really a Jew? Yeah, how can I tell? Pull out your pants.
Yeah, let me tell you.
I'm not gonna say that, just cut a piece of your ear out. The man said, nah, get rid of that foreskin.
Ah,
that's one of the things.
And that's like, okay.
Yeah, but it's interesting, man. Link, he just realized something.
Right?
He just realized something. No. You're talking about the Jew thing I just said, right?
Yeah, because one time I go on store and the man I tell me, oh, lady, you know what I mean? My name come from way back, you know what I mean? Them meaning great and powerful than Israelite name. And then you just talk about the foreskin part and I just like, oh, circumcision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bro, imagine how much sex have to be in the city for it to be called Sodom. I guess actually no, they actually created the word for themselves. Them man's turned this city into a definition, dog.
Yo, up right now, up America is Sodom.
Well, you better come out.
Like, nah,
but you know, while that is the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, no? God sent a prophet there to go preach the word, right? And mm-hmm. the man's pull up, he, his wife, and his two daughters. His daughters, they must have been models. Because the moment they step into Sodom, everybody's like, ooh, fresh meat. Look at them girls. Mommy look nice. Daddy look nice, them daughters to die for, right? And they gonna pull up in the house and, you know, he probably going out still telling his daughters to stay inside. Man's at the window flirting, all kind of stuff every day. Wife getting flowers and chicken, you know, daughters getting sweetie and wine, right? And he out there preaching God's word saying, listen, God gonna turn y'all into salt. He gonna kill all you if I gonna stop, you know, put dick in the body and throat, right? And people just like, listen,
mm-hmm.
I'm not telling you to not eat your meat, no. So don't tell us what to do. Right? So the man's like, I bet. Right? So God's like, yo, don't stop preaching. Tell them Well, go on, because I can really kill all them, right? Mm-hmm. And the man's like, yo, I'm trying. So God said, you know what, I can send on two ambassadors. So God going to send two angels to come pull up on them. Now, these angels probably looking like, what a man name? Aegis Alba and some other handsome white man, right? Pull up, tall, everything, and walking. And the man's like, oh, shit, who them two handsome dudes now walking into a city to go talk to them girls that also look drop dead gorgeous? Nah, we can't have new man getting new food, and I gotta get the new food yet, right? So all them man's flocking around the house because this shit can't happen, right? So now the prophet who's supposed to be preaching came and said, oh shit, these must be the angels that Jesus sent to come help me out, right? And them man's out there saying, yo, send them man out. Them man's looking good, right? And then the man, he was just like, real quick, y'all can't get these, cause these are literally celestial beings sent by God. And the man's like, I don't want to hear it, just send them out. They got good ass, right? And the man's like, listen, how about the daughters that I have that y'all been watching for a time, y'all can have them. The daughters, they're probably in there like, what the hell? Me and you and God didn't have no conversation. Where you gonna send me out to the wolves to save these strangers? So it's funny how the angels didn't even send on to that. They just let the whole thing happen. Anyways, he didn't send the daughters out, they didn't go out, by the way. That was just a warning. So their mans really didn't want nothing to do, so they start ripping through the doors to try to get these people out. And then, you know, they came and said, like, God is actually going to burn on this place in, like, a couple minutes. Y'all need to leave. Y'all time is up. So then they start leaving. The angel said, don't look back because we have shit to do over here. We're going to put in work. So they probably shooting off their salt guns, shooting up everybody in the city, turning everybody to salt. And then the prophet wife, unbeknownst to everybody, she was actually cheating on her husband because she looked back. She must remember a piece of dick that she got for the chicken. So she was like, oh no, Steve, I'm never gonna see him. Bam, the angel shot she in her head, turned into salt. No, this this man holding on to his wife and no. And the man was like, oh no. He just crumbled away in his hand. So he already know what just happened, but he can't look back to see his dying wife. So he probably crying salt. And his daughters and them survived because I bet they were standing behind their mom, so they saw exactly when she turned into salt. I bet. And that's the story.
Well, you can't imagine that. What me you supposed to last more
The but, man trying to give up his daughters?
No. You can't imagine, yo. You I'm go up on a plane and then say, yo, Auntie gonna blow. God forbid. Antigua go blow. You know, go on look for see what I want.
Right? Like, how is he gonna turn it into salt? Is it a big beam of light? And it's just gonna just burst into salt? Is the angels doing their work? Like, how? You know how sick of a story that could be? You know, if you tell somebody a whole city mashup, how? I didn't see, but I was there. Nobody could believe you. They could have the proof, but they're not gonna believe you. And you know what's funny, Khaled? Sodom and Gomorrah is actually a place. Wherever else in the east, and it's like a place where they still have salt. It's just salt on the ground, so it's like a salty area, but the salt don't have no, it's like salt crystals, but they don't have no taste,
right?
Yeah. And that's crazy because like there's a text in the Bible saying that people go walk all over them and they're gonna lose their flavor, and I'm like, whoa, that's kind of
imagine how much generations them they go through.
And it's still a salt field just out there.
Me tell you.
Wild.
So, yo, you ever think, you know, that they put me in mind for do now, pour some salt on the ground and just walk on them every day.
And see if you lose its flavor?
Yeah. That's my train of walking and shit. Because, like, yo, you can't imagine that they're out in the weather. Get wet, get dry. Get wet, get dry. People walk all over. And it just lose the flavor. Because the sun evaporates salted water.
Maybe in the desert, man, so no rain really come.
A funny thing, boy.
See, that's the reason why I really want to go heaven now. Because I want to sit down and just ask God, like, real quick, I want to see how it all began leading up to this current point. I just want to sit down and watch the show of life, like how he was watching it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just want, like, I have all eternity to literally just watch every single person live, die throughout the generations until I was born, until I went to heaven. I want to see it all. Or up until his second coming, because I feel like I might die. So up until the second coming, like, I just want to watch the whole thing and just see, like, all the mistakes, all the civilizations that came up and fell, all the people, way of thinking, how, you know, what was the pinnacle of human existence, you know? I want to see it all. And that would have been like the biggest thing for me. Like, everybody's gonna be traveling different worlds and so. And I feel like, yeah, I can have time to do all that, but that would be the one thing I'd want to see. Because, like, what did human beings accomplish after being alive for so many years? You know what I mean? Like, what was the purpose? Because a lot of people say, like, what is the purpose of human beings? Is it to die? Like, you have to find purpose throughout your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, how you know when you find your purpose? So, like, I want to know, like, what's their purpose? Because a ton of people dead and they even know what their purpose. They're just part of the machine, just doing what they can to eat.
Right.
Yeah.
And because some of them grew up knowing to do this, that's what they continue to do throughout the rest of their life.
I want to tell you one of the things that I really want to, like, figure out too. Because, like, God said, right, that there's, like, a veil on our eyes. So in the second coming, he's just going to remove the veil and you're going to see into the heavens and stuff, right? So in my head, I'm thinking, when he say remove the scales or the veil over our eyes, it's like we'll be able to see the celestials or the unseen, right? So we can see, like, angels and demons and stuff like that, right? My thing is, if they're all around us as we speak, or angels guiding us, and the evil people probably, like, trying to bargain to, like, you know, get a chance to harass our lives and stuff like that, you know, how real are just spirits in total? Because I listened to a podcast the other day and it has some white guys, Cole and Kobe or something. No, Sam and Cole. And their man's actually go out looking for ghosts. And they were talking about a whole bunch of experiences where they meet possessed objects and actually go into haunted houses with demons and so. Like, I remember in Pathfinder, I had to read the Ellen G. White book and they were talking about knocking. So, like, when you go to stuff and you start asking questions, or, you know, actually seeking out evil spirits and so, you're not supposed to communicate with them at all. Like, don't have no kind of, because you're just inviting them, really. So, these guys were in this room and they heard the door slam and they're like, are we alone? And then they heard something knock. So, the man's like, maybe somebody here. So, they ask more questions and, you know, they hear a knock again, but it wasn't coming from the same place. Sometimes it's under them, above them, to the walls, it's just all over. So then they said, maybe something is here, but we can't see it, right? So they start talking to it and say, like, okay, if you're here, give two raps, if whatever. So they're getting the raps, so they're having a whole communication. So they're asking yes or no question based on raps. If it's a yes, one, if it's a no, two, whatever, whatever, right? So they're telling a story, and one of the guys there must have been a church guy. And while they're there, they ask a question, is heaven real? Yes or no? And the knocks came back as a no. And then they just feel real cold. And then the guy from church was just like, yo, this is not no spirit. It's like a demon. We need to stop talking to them. But then them man say they went back again, but they just didn't walk with the church guy because his church belief was messing up what they were trying to look for, find answers. So them man's go around the whole country on YouTube looking for haunted houses, trying to communicate with the spirits. And in my head, I'm just like, a man with no belief will just get himself into problem, boy.
Guy, he's just too real, you know, to stop.
And the thing is, them mans, they don't believe, but they believe, which is wild. Because they don't believe that there's an afterlife or there's a, you know, demons and spirits and so. But they now believe that the soul can linger and all kind of stuff. And they don't know how to prove it, but there's clearly a connection. The man say they have this doll, a Robert doll or something, in a museum. And people are able to come to these, like, haunted museums to go check out all kind of, you know, haunted objects and so. And the one that they have two dolls, the most possessed object in the world. And it's based, Chucky and Annabelle is based off of them, right? The first one, the most demonic one, I guess you could say, it says that you can't take a picture of it or be mean or do anything in its presence because then he'll curse you or whatever, whatever, whatever. So their man's got an opportunity to see it and their man's know that they're not supposed to take a picture, but they went in it with the intention of taking a picture. But he said the moment that he got within the room, he just got pale and sick and cold and he just threw up and you just start throwing up. And I'm like, and it would hear demons and go search, and I would believe that them things exist, but can't believe God exists. And I'm just like, who in their right mind say, something unseen is happening, is a strange phenomenon, let me just go dive in more? Like, I understand discovery and all kind of stuff, but like, that's a realm that you can't even begin to fathom.
Mm-hmm. But when you just want, when you just so fascinated with seeking out evil.
Because, bro, they don't have no foundation. They don't believe in God. They don't think it's God. They're atheists. All they believe is there's something and they want to figure out what it is.
Well, this is another reason why you want to travel now.
Talk.
I want to treat you good now.
Bro, I do not mess with the supernatural.
Right. You know what I mean? So, yo, like, yeah, sometimes, I still like, me, yo, even sometimes I did this whole thing, right? We were in here, right? And you hear some weird fucking noises at night time. And you're like, yo, where the noises are coming from? Like, one night,
oh, says here, man.
You know what I mean? We don't, like, one night, when you're ding, I'm here, it's sad. You know what I mean? Who are doing that?
Oh, sorry, me. Sorry. Oh.
Yeah. I was talking all the time. I'm a mic off.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
What
me say? You didn't want to mute your mic now, but go ahead.
What me say? Can me go to the bathroom? I love to hear when people are pissed. I love people hear when me are pissed. Mm. So, me been want to go to haunted house there, new feeling by Danley and them.
Yeah.
Me always want to gather one group of friends and go up there and see what I go on. Check.
Ah, go up there, man.
Pass me there, go. I want to joke, yeah.
Them, but think of me and you, they talk about going up there one time, a long, long time ago.
Mm.
But remember, the man say the priest for St. Philip Church go up there one time now. Callie, did you ever hear that?
Go ahead with your story.
The man say the man go up there and the man high holy water and the man a throw and the man a sprinkly island, rare, and whatever, whatever.
Mm.
And they say, when the man see, where he not supposed to see, the man run left the water up there now. Uh-huh. So. After that, me just changed from my mind. I mean, but I want to go back up there.
Well, me, Tim and John go up there time. But what me fascinating is that every door, every window have an lock, except for the one attic or one little window right at the top, like a chimney window.
Mm.
Right at the top. That's the only one. I think Timon may try attempt to go try go up there or something.
So but that means I didn't really talk to them. Cause I do remember that talking to me that I mean do go up. Cause I think either you, maybe you, because I more believe me to see you than Timon.
Mm.
So remember I do talk to some to one of you and tell I boy I'm gonna go up there, whatever, whatever. And then you tell me that story that you guys did go up there, but you never tell me about the place being locked up and re.
Yeah, man. Everyone have our shackles.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Wherever you in the day, have a tap in it.
Remember from home and say, when he passed you and saw what go self flip and free tongue and so, he'd have see like a light go on the house. And then, you know, nobody live up there. Some say, you know, what if it's people's thoughts and intentions that help give things form?
Life?
Yeah.
We like believe that has some truth to it, but not fully. Not fully. Believe there's some
but
truth.
Something. Yeah.
Because, for instance, let's take okay, question. You watch anime? You watch Chainsaw Man?
Yeah, and Jujutsu Kaisen, let me say.
Okay, I will talk about Chainsaw Man now. Okay. So with Chainsaw Man, you know they have the gun devil, right?
Yeah.
Okay, the logic behind Chainsaw Man is if you basically give a thought to something, if you start afraid something, it would basically become somewhat of a demon or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So they say because people are, because almost everybody is afraid of guns, that's why the gun devil is basically the most powerful devil.
Because that's what people fear right now.
Yeah. So I think when a believer that's how we work really and truly in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's all speculation, yes, but I believe that it also has some truth to it because it's like, okay, if me make up some kind of ghost or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say me just make up one out of the thin air, me just make up one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most likely that ghost didn't have no power, that whatever didn't have no power, right? But mm-hmm. then me start tell the story to a million people and a million people believe, right?
I believe.
Then me also, I personally believe that they're demons. Although I believe in ghosts.
Yes. That's what I was thinking too. Because yeah, like they're listening, they're hearing, and they say, all right, this thing is popular. Let's use that form.
Yeah. I do believe that there's demons and they do have power to do certain things, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they take on different shapes and forms and whatever. Just like some people say they see Sukuna, some people see Jobless and all that kind of Sunday. I do believe demons take on certain forms based upon the energy that people give off, you know? Like mm-hmm. people yeah. give up fear and so because and before one thing the Bible says, you know, the Bible say that fear not come from God. The check of me ever say there's no fear right. in God. So mm-hmm. the fact that are we as human beings are fear and that didn't come from God, that means that it come from the devil. So are we a give yeah. are we a power to the devil when are we afraid? Check. Right. So I believe he channeled that in a certain way.
I want to tell you what's interesting too, because nobody ever really question it no, but people do see angels. You check?
I agree.
And whenever somebody mention angels, they always taking on the form of somebody who's tall. Or whatever, but they never try to come in as somebody that you know, because that's kind of like deceit, you know what I mean?
True.
So they always come as somebody, but somebody tall or ambiguous or something, so you're like, this person stand out, they're catching my attention, whatever, but nobody ever talk about like they can change shape, because angels and demons are the same coin, it's just that one them disobedient and the other one obedient, so things that angels can do, demons can do, but demons just have an evil malice to it because now they're petty, trying to get back at God and his creations.
Fair enough, I agree.
Because I would say, at times I was asking my dad, I'm like, okay, devils, demons, so they can possess people, and a number of them can enter into your body until they call themselves a legion. Mm-hmm. Can't angels possess people? And he's like, nah. I was like, why? Because then that's taking away your freedom of choice. And, you know, God gave us freedom of choice, so they'll be going against God, so they can't possess. So Satan already sinning. So since he done down one, but she down 100. You know what I mean? A sin is a sin, however big or small it is. Like, they know they're not getting back in heaven. They know they're just waiting for punishment. So they can just keep doing more crimes. Like, if somebody send you to jail for murder and rape, and you know you never do it, but you pay the time, your life done. Might as well become a criminal.
But I think, could be wrong. Lord, forgive me if I'm wrong. Mm. But how I look at the situation, right? You see, like how you say, like, they're not they're wrong and then just wait for whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That is the case, right? But I don't think it's a situation whereas, yo, they're wrong and then can't go to God and ask for forgiveness. I think the situation with them is that they're wrong and strong, basically. Mm. So they don't want to go and ask for forgiveness, and that's their problem. Because okay, for instance, look on with Abel and Cain, right?
Yeah,
it's not that Cain when God tell Cain, yo, you'll be a fugitive and a vagabond, you check, and you'll be basically wandering the earth for the rest of eternity or whatever. And now that Cain couldn't say, Lord, forgive me, you check me, try to say, mm-hmm. Cain choose that, yo, he no want for ask God for forgiveness because God could have forgiven him. Like, what would you say would be the biggest sins? Check me, try to say the biggest of biggest sins is turning your back on the Holy Spirit. You check? Mm-hmm.
I was gonna say disobedience, but that makes sense.
Denying the Holy Spirit, yeah.
Because Jesus say, if you sin against me, it can be forgiven. If you sin against the Father, it can be forgiven. But if you sin against the Holy Spirit, that would be. Because right. the Holy Spirit is what move persons to turn their heart to the Lord. So if you say, hey, Holy Spirit, I don't want you over here. Check me, try to say. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit naga force himself on you or whatever. So I think it's the same thing. I think that is what the devil and them do. Because if God go upon the cross and dead for humanity, I think God dead for humanity alone. What I'm saying is
for all his living creatures.
That is what I'm saying. If God's sacrifice the Lord's sacrifice was so great that it could basically pay for all of Satan's disobedience or whatever. You know what I mean?
Okay.
If I'm wrong.
Let me argue that.
Go ahead.
All right. Okay. So I'm thinking, right, when God and Lucifer was in heaven, you know, Lucifer was like, hey, you know, why not I be God? Like, God doing God stuff, but I think I could be God. He was getting full of himself because they say he was the most handsomest or prettiest angel next to God or something. So, you know, he's God right-hand man. So he got full of himself and start getting whatever, right? He had a lot of opportunities to ask God for forgiveness because God knew and gave him an opportunity. And God was like, hey, yo, I know what you're up to. Just chill. And man's like, I don't know what you're talking about, dog. And then he go and convince some angels, saying like, you know, God moving nowadays. And they just like, I see it. And then God said, bro, stop. And the devil said, I ain't doing shit. Then he go and, because he walked with a third of the angels. So the man was doing missionary work, right? Not a third, a quarter of the angels.
A third.
Okay, well, third.
One third.
One third, yeah. So he did do work and he convinced a third of the angels. A third dog, that's a whole bunch. Like, a couple more, he could start a coup. God have to make a second heaven. But yeah, God just like, all right, I see you actually really out here trying to get it. And I gave you time to repent. And nah, I'm kicking you out. I'm not going to kill you because, you know, I'm merciful. But I'm going to let you know this is your punishment. You can't come back into heaven ever. No, I'm assuming God made a whole bunch of worlds out there, different worlds that God, Satan could have gone to. So when he got cast out...
I don't want to cut you off too much, but me think that he may still have access to heaven. But I'm going to explain my point later on, but continue. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I think after Lucifer got kicked out of heaven and he rebranded and called himself Satan. Actually, maybe he didn't rebrand until he got to Earth. But I think he was traveling to other worlds and just trying to push his influence. You check? But everybody already knew. They already got the news. Except Adam and Eve. Or maybe they didn't get the news, but they were on the same test that he was trying to do to everybody. So you'll come and tell them, like, listen, I know God probably gave all y'all a test not to eat from this tree, but it's not going to surely kill you. And everybody was just like, okay, cool. But I don't want it because God said. And then when he got to Earth, Adam and Eve were the only one that gave in. And then they gave up their right from being the rulers, the kings and queens of Earth, and gave that position up to Satan. So he rebranded and called himself the prince of this world because now he's the ruler. He's not the king because God is, but now he's the prince, right? And yeah, he just couldn't get back into heaven. So I feel like it's within that realm is where he was for forgiveness. So God came down now knowing that he let this loose on the world and he knows all things, so he probably just giving us a chance. And he died for us, but not so much for him, because it's just like he's a merciful God, yes, but he's not a fooly God. He can't just let disrespect happen all the time, because we remember in the Old Testament when man's was touching the ark and so, and he said, hey, don't touch it for nobody. And they had the ark on the ox, and he almost fell down, and the man tried to hold it to stop it from falling, and he died. When he didn't even touch it. He was trying to touch it from stop it from falling, and he died. God's word is law. If I say one thing, and you try to do it, even if it was for the right reason, pay the consequences. So I feel like he's merciful, but he have to enforce his punishment. Is this it? Go ahead.
Go ahead. Finish.
So, like, they say, like, in the second coming, it's going to be, like, a probational period. And then after that, Jesus not taking no more, I'm sorry, forgive me of my sins. So he's going to, like, close the altar. So, like, when people pray, all the prayers go to the most holy place in heaven. That's where God receives your prayers and whatnot. When he's coming out to heaven, he can have to close up shop and then get on his chariot with his angels and come. So the store goes shut as he's coming towards Earth to come get us. So when all of us praying, it could be for a couple of years, we're just praying to God, asking for forgiveness. But probation period already over. None of our sins getting forgiven no more. He gave us too much chances. So just like how the angels had chance and then they didn't, probation period is you had your chance all these years. The message has went around the whole world. Everybody know about Christianity, the Ten Commandments, the second coming. Everybody has the truth. Y'all have access. Y'all heard about me. Y'all don't have no more excuse no more. We come in. So I feel like everybody else now who had the information but just didn't want it, them and the angels gonna die. So when you pull up and take off the veil, y'all gonna see all the fallen angels, and y'all gonna be like, oh, so these are the guys pulling the strings and none of y'all going to heaven, you know? So that's what I believe.
Fair enough. I do believe, as you say, as you said, like, there comes out, like, we're in probation, when it talks about probation period, and, you know, it has a cutoff time when it comes, like, yo, there's no more forgiveness, because, you know, I do believe all that as well. But what I'm saying is, let's say, okay, because we don't know when the angels would have had their probation period, right? Because when the Bible talk about that war broke out in heaven and Michael and his angels fought against the devil and his angels and all that kind of stuff, the Bible never said when how many angels would have sided or sympathized with the devil and went back on God's side.
They never talk about it.
It only say how much of them left with him. So, but I personally believe that he had sympathizers, you know. There were some person that believe, yo, he wasn't really bad. You know, he was only, you know what I mean, maybe talking up for his rights. You know what I mean? Like, you know, in our company, you know, let's say a company setting, somebody do something wrong. You always have somebody that stand up for them and say, you know, give the man a chance. No, you know what I mean? You can't so hard.
Yeah,
you know?
They probably had freedom of choice too. You know what I mean?
Yes. So with that being said, and remember, they didn't know what sin was.
Yeah, nobody did.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, nobody did.
Yeah, so they didn't have any knowledge of what sin was. So when they saw him acting out, they probably didn't know what it was. And siding with him probably caused them to sin too. So then the question could have been asked, okay, how did the Lord deal with that? You know what I mean?
I have to fall back on that. I take it back with the whole, they didn't know what sin was. Because I want to believe that they did. Because the emotions and the thought process that Lucifer created.
Wait. How about this? Okay, man, okay. I don't want to finish your point, but how about this? Yeah. We grew up, all of us grew up in our sinful world, right?
Mm-hmm.
We do not know or understand what perfection is.
True.
As much as we think we understand it, we do not. Adam grew up in a world, right? Adam didn't see flowers or leaves falling off the trees, right?
Mm-hmm.
Adam didn't see anything dying, because remember, sin is what causes something to die. You know, when you see a leaf fall off on a tree, because the sun are dead and go, you know what I mean, spring back up or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But Adam never experienced one leaf falling off on a tree. You check? So with that being said, Adam probably, like Adam, the angels and them used to come to Adam and tell Adam, yo, be on the lookout for Lucifer and Ray, and whatever, and make he deceive you. Like, they did tell him that, they did warn him, God did spoke to him and them kind of stuff, they check. But even though he had an idea as to what it might have been, he still never know he be, because he never experienced death. He never experienced none of that stuff. Remember, killing and then kind of Sunday happened after sin. So even though you might have like one idea as to where he be, he never experienced them. Whereas in our case, we grew up in this world, so we accustomed to all the evil and whatever, you know?
I might have to make my dad's episode public on Spotify, because I actually had that same conversation, because I'm just like, Adam and Eve really didn't stand a chance, because they really didn't know what they were up against. If it says surely die, what death even mean? They have no concept of death. So it's like, as a punishment or a deterrent, it meant nothing. It's like if I said, yeah, you will surely have a lot of money, when the concept of money didn't even exist.
Just realize the simplest thing the Lord give them, just need to eat from the tree. If you eat from the tree, there will be a problem.
Khaled, you know, let's say they were living on the planet for about 100 years, right? And God gave them dominion over all the animals, so they get to name all the animals in existence. And then out of nowhere, God update the simulator, and you see a talking snake. Never seen it in all the years on the earth, and then one just appear. You won't think some of the rules change? Another snake talking to you. No other animal probably eating under that tree. Talking under that tree. You know? And all of a sudden, this snake is literally on that tree. They probably walk across that tree like every day. Not even paying it a second thought. And all of a sudden, all he hears, right? And they catch your attention. And I was like, what? The tree talking? And you see the snake slithering. And back then, the snake had legs and wings. You check? So they were little dragons. And you see this thing literally flying and dancing, tap dancing and slithering and doing all kind of stuff. And saying, come here real quick now. You're like, yeah, I'm not supposed to be over there. It's like, really? So why am I over here? And she's like, all right, good point. And then he pull up and, you know, start talking. She's just like, yo, taste this fruit, bro. Because I've been eating all the fruits out here in this whole planet. Like, taste this. And she's like, you're not supposed to have it.
You believe Satan tastes, huh?
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, because he's not like if... Go ahead.
No, I think he tasted it.
Yeah, because to him...
What do you think?
Yeah, I think he tasted it. Because, like, how you going to convince them to eat it if you don't eat it? I'm not going to trust nobody who just say, hey, try this. How about you try
it? Right, I believe that it enhances your powers more.
Nah.
Okay, for me, I understand. Okay, you might think that way, but for me not think so. Because there was nothing necessarily special about the tree.
I don't think so.
It was just that tree was what the test was on. You know what I mean? It's just like he could have put it on or apple tree. You know what I mean? It was just that the test was on that.
Yeah, and I think the test was obedience. So the moment that they disobeyed is when everything clicked, because now they're mortal. You remember they were wearing clothes of light. You check? So the moment that come off, they felt their nakedness. They saw the world for what it really was. And they realized that now they're mortal. So they like the curiosity kick in. What this mean? Why that happening? This year leaf drop. I've never seen it in my life. They're going through a midlife crisis because everything now, they're now thinking.
It's like when they say after you come, your senses. Well, it went, you know what I mean? But Well, I was gonna say, I remember Ellen White had wrote and said, you know what I mean, when Adam saw a leaf fall off of the tree after he had sinned, you know, he cried, you know what I mean? And I mean, you know, really that, because I mean, as I tell you, you know, leaves fall off a tree all the time, and like, we're desensitized to killing and then kind of stuff. It's just to are we nothing. But to he who a first experience, he lose, he pick me, you know what I mean? Then when he pick me and them are outcast, you know what I mean? Like, Island Sunday, you have to go through. Like, the Island Sunday new to he. You check me, you ever say? So, Khalid had said something, but no, I remember what he say, but me want to come in for now. So, Khalid, do you remember what you had said?
But me feel he enhanced Satan.
Oh, not only that, though, but I can't remember what else he said, though. But what I was going to say was, when you read the Bible say that, let no man add to these words or take away from these words and stuff like that, to check. One of the thing, like when we read the story of Genesis, like the Lord tell Adam, yo, differently, eat from the tree. Check on me, try to say, the day for you eat from the tree, you surely die. And I believe that maybe the Lord probably tell Eve as well, but the Bible never say that he tell Eve. So let's say that Adam.
That's
was
why
the
he chose
that,
Eve as the mark, because she didn't. Well, maybe she didn't get it from God specifically, but Adam had to tell her.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't really know, but let's say Adam went and tells yo, the man say ne nyamom, and yo, ne even go close to him. Yo. Just steer my path. Like, I mean, kind of if, like, let's say a mother tell a son, you got Adam, you know what I mean? So the Lord tell you, you're not supposed to eat from none of the tree in the garden. So, say, what do you mean I'm not supposed to eat from none of the tree in them? I eat from any tree in the garden except the one in the midst of the garden. I'm not supposed to even eat it, nor touch. Now, mind you, the Lord never tell Adam he couldn't touch him. The Lord only tell Adam, you're not supposed to nyam him. So now, there is the devil, a whole land from the sudden. And I say, this year the Lord saying I'm supposed to touch. You're crazy. And then he nyamam. He said, but look, he see me nyamam and not nam to me. Mm-hmm. And nyamam, man. So then she said, okay, but he touch him and not nam to you. Which I can make sure I ever say, and look, he see nyamam and not nam to you. Best me nyamam too. And she nyamam, right? And then when she nyamam, the Bible say, she yum to she husband.
Yeah, she realized and got scared and gave it.
So the how they explain them, right? They were given this explanation. They check. Adam knew what was going on.
Yeah,
that's
like,
what he was clueless. And I remember they were talking about a similar story with Abraham, but I really want to get into that story. But they were saying that the same Hebrew word used in the story of Genesis for describe Adam, like how he knew exactly what was going on, the same thing for Abraham too. And you know, Abraham do a lot of shit as well. But and then they say after that, you know, their eyes were open and they realized that they were naked, and you can tell that they knew that they lost something because they went and covered themselves. They tried to say, and now that they covered themselves because them literally naked, well, more or less. But you know,
they lost this protection from God, the spiritual protection or whatever.
Yeah, and you know, the Bible said that, you know, God is light and whatever. And you know, I mean, I believe that they were clothed in, I guess, robes of light or something. And they lost that sense of identity, so they lost that sense of light, you know what I mean, that sense of purity that they had, you know.
Look, it's not Adam's fault, dog, because when Eve came around the corner, no planning to deceive her husband, she pull up with her nakedness and show her bobby and vagina. And this man never notices them there before because they're behind a veil of light.
No, he never.
Well, yeah. Justin say, Adam knew what was going on.
Oh, yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. He knew what was going on, no. But what happened is he judged me out because of the bobby in them.
So you're trying to tell me they never sex before?
Maybe they're too busy naming the animals. It's his job to name all the animals. He just find a new snake.
Because if they had sex before, how come no kids name them?
Because they
were using protection?
No, he has sex, he gets pregnant.
Okay.
Yeah, are you saying sex is only for reproduction?
Yeah, Khalid.
No.
Okay, let's say they have Cain and Abel, and then they have Seth. So that means in a 3 years only Cheat and they have sex. That's crazy, Khalid. That's ridiculous.
Them man's just get created now. Them man's have fun. Them man's explore themselves. Them man probably do fellatio before he got recalled into Sodom.
Hey, I'm not getting into that. You know what I mean?
But, yo, okay, so, when they say and all, Yo, from this time, Jesus shouldn't make Satan live dead.
See, but here, merciful person, suppose you may commit one little sin, you may want dead?
Well, if the Lord take me, I'm going to go.
Not only that, Khalid, but then, how much people, remember Satan had sympathizers, how much people they say, Miram, hold. Me check. Can't even talk out against the bar.
You check, and then I'm falling in a fear, yeah.
You check on me, Travis, and then not only falling in a fear, but then I have another Satan rise up again and say, boy, your boy, you just kill half the man just so. Mm. You know what I mean? Where did you kill me too?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Exactly. And then people start believing.
And then you have more against Jesus than got your 25%.
Can think about it, you know, Khalid. The Bible says that. You know, the Bible said that Satan wanted to be like the Most High God. He wanted to be God. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He wanted to sit down upon the throne and that kind of stuff. But then, what do you think he told the one-third of the angels for them to join his side? You ever ask yourself that question, eh? Like, what do you think he tell them? Like, he had to have tell them something convincing for them. For, are we talking about thousands?
Just like a politician. Just like a politician.
Full circle.
And there we start. Right, continue.
So that may say, so he had to have told them something really convincing about the Lord for them for believe. Because remember,
the right-hand man.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. As Timon was saying, he was God's, you know, quote unquote right-hand man. You know what I mean? He was basically in the presence of God. So he used to go to them and tell them, yo, you know, me sit down upon the council and you know, want to hear the nastiness they update about now.
You take the Trinity easy.
Yeah, when you see them a left and a go this and that place. Away thing them go. Ahaji them a ham. You know what I mean? So you never know. And the man the angel and say, your boy, I chewed the man attack. And the next thing, you know, fighting broke out in the heaven, and the Lord, I want to fight. And so the man said, you see, I fight you, fight no. Fight you, fight. You try to cover up. You know what I mean? And the man then joined the man's side. You know what I mean?
The man so, probably telling that he answered the chosen angels that nobody knew about, favorites. Like, y'all not even privy to meet them, but since he on the council, he met them.
All kind of something, man.
And I said, what?
So, yeah, man. So, I'm missing thing, boy. What could he have really said to them to convince them? So, honestly, sometimes when I feel tempted, well, I can't say so now, because right now, when I'm tempted, nowadays, I just give in. But back in the day, when I'm more spiritual, I used to get tempted. I say, yo, imagine I the dog. I you try to tempt me, right? And I you follow a man that don't lose. Check me, try to say.
I
say,
bro, I know. I keep be thinking like that. Like, yo, you're all already losing. Why you still following this man? Like, go do your own thing. Wrong and strong.
Dang. Remember the Bible even say, no? When the new Jerusalem are come down, right?
They gonna try to get in.
And God has set up the earth and them kind of thing. The Bible say, at that time, when they gonna try to capture the city and whatever, you know, that's when... The Bible talk about every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's because when they try to attack the city, that's when, you know, basically the Lord will basically show them life and make them realize, yo, we were wrong all the time, you know what I mean? And that's when they confess that God is God. And the Bible say, after that, the devil will still convince them, yo, we can still capture the city. Like, bro, how freaking wrong you can want for Peter?
He used to test God's mercy because he's just like, how far I can push you before you punish me?
Yeah.
And everybody can see it.
Like, bro, me done just show the people and then that they're freaking wrong. And the people and then just admit that me are God and God alone. And you still have to tell them for come attack the city. Really, dog?
And that's why it's so weird, because I remember a time I was at church and my uncle was telling a story. And he just like... Cause okay, I kind of like a play on joke, cause like everybody used to sit at the back of the church and so not come in the front. And he's just like, why y'all don't come to the front? You know, the devil come to church too. He knows the Bible. So why y'all behind there? He and his angels probably in the front have their wing up, stopping y'all from hearing all the, you know, the word and getting all the blessing. Cause he just preventing y'all come to the front. So he was kind of a little funny joke, but then he kind of hit me like, the devil have to know the Bible inside and out so he can use it like a lawyer would to manipulate and use it against you. Because they said the most potent lie is lie that's mixed with truth. Because
true,
it's,
that's true.
Yeah, everything is a lie. You can't mix lie and truth.
True, that's exactly true. That's what I'm going to say. Because if my barkle and mark and poison, you know, I don't want to drink them. But if my barkle and mark and Kool-Aid, but I really poison, you know what I mean? That doesn't work. Exactly. You were talking about that, right? And you know what came to my mind? A story in, this is probably not related nothing to what we're talking about, but it's a story in Daniel, right? And the story was talking about how Daniel was praying and fasting, right? And Daniel was fasting for about 3 weeks. Check me, shall I ever say? And the angel came to him. And when the angel came to him, the angel said to him, yo, Daniel, you know, as soon as you started praying, the Lord sent me to you. But the angel continued to say, but the angel of Persia or something. He was making reference to the devil, basically. But he was saying the devil basically prevented me from coming to see you. So me, I said to myself, Maram, who else? So Daniel, who, quote unquote, would be more like a more faithful man than me and you. Say, Daniel, I prayed for 3 weeks. And as soon as he started praying, the Lord sent out the angel. And the devil come and try to block the angel from giving Daniel the message or the blessing or whatever. I said, boy, how much time you think that it happen in a for our day-to-day life.
Then they try to come into orbit, the boy them is like, hey, not here.
It's like a major, say, because remember, he done set up and say, boy, don't you have free domain, you know, and our belong to, you know what I mean? So,
so the angels probably sneak across the border and all kind of something.
Like I say,
yeah.
The man say, yo, no. What message you want to give? No. Let me see the message. Let me see what you're telling.
Where your
you
visa?
Well, imagine that, if I imagine what battles are happening on Ari the Ari.
Right?
And tell you. Imagine some man with some spear.
I believe it's an MMA type beef, go on. They got some take now, their wings.
Well, me not even think about that now. Me just think about how they look.
Like in a revelation, they talk about certain things, bro. Them things look ugly. Like, I feel like, you know what it is? The same veils are over our eyes. We're not able to see things through the lens of purity. Like, if you see somebody cut off their eyebrow, they look weird. They look alien to you, you know? Mm-hmm. So when God said there's an angel with like three heads, it's like an ox and a fish and an eagle. You're like, how would that even look good? But maybe we can't appreciate its beauty. Or there's a chariot that has...
And I appreciate friggin' snake and iguana and again or something, so...
Yeah. So how can we even comprehend a creature that's like celestial? You know what I mean? We can't appreciate that.
But don't get me wrong, because probably if we see angels today, we describe them differently, because remember, them, they describe them based on the knowledge that they had back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So since
we have more words to describe things.
True. And not only more words, but I just know what certain things be. You know what I mean? Like, if I see sun up in the sky and I say, oh, a shooting star, like, it might be a satellite, it might be, you know what I mean? All kind of different sun. Mm-hmm. We can give a more vivid
detailed
description.
Yeah. So yeah, so me, I always wonder, so boy, suppose Ari ever see an angel today, how Ari would it describe her? You know what I mean? But yo, the world fascinating, damn, I like to tell you. The known world fascinating and the unknown world fascinating.
Mm-hmm. But the unknown is what I want to dive into, because the world too big for me to venture about that. It's like when I hear scientists going into space, I'm like, bro, how about go to the bottom of the ocean, huh? How about that?
Yo, you need even know that is the question I just about to ask. But they got asked, would you prefer to go out of space or in the deepest part of the ocean?
In the deepest, bro, I watched a video that at the deepest part in the ocean, there's a lake. There's a lake, yo, in the bottom of the ocean.
Khalid, which one you prefer to go?
If I'd rather go out or down.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, me no really matter what out them, but me know a lot of riches down below.
Okay, well, me tell you straight up. Me nah go down for nobody. Nobody.
Talk to me.
Damn, me fear the ocean. Me fear the ocean.
Bro, I if don't. Aliens exist in the ocean, it's 90%
water.
Okay, I get you, but think about it like this. If we use our resources to go to the bottom of the ocean and mine and find things and do discoveries, it gonna prepare us for space travel. Because the closer you go into the Earth's core, the denser the pressure, because the whole Earth's gravity gonna be on you. You know what I mean? If your ship can move freely down there, it can definitely handle the gravity in space. You check? The ocean is dark and cold, like space. Under bad pressure, like space. And the only thing you have different is like space debris that can like bust through. You can have like a piece of stone moving through space like a needle, and you get microfracture, micro holes that could create a bigger thing. That's what you have in space. Shit that you can't see that's destroying your ship. In the ocean, you only have to deal with pressure. And if you can figure out how to traverse,
and you have to deal with Leviathan, and you have to deal with friggin' Megalodon, and you have to deal with friggin' giants.
See, that's if those things are real. No. The giant squid might be real, but there's not plenty of them. And if they are, no, they're extinct.
Yo, we not going to no water for nobody. Lord say he not destroy the earth by a flood again, so I don't have to worry. Is it?
Boy, no. The earth surrounded by 70% water, right?
Mm.
Where you believe most of the answers? Be?
See?
In the sky. Pan land.
Nah, the water moves so much, and the continent moves so much. Some of the sun are the water.
Yeah, boss. A lot of... Like, yo, you're gonna be more land and be the water, eh?
Actually, you know, yeah, that was interesting. You remember...
I believe more land on the water. Exactly. I do.
You know what I'm saying? It was interesting. I don't know if I mentioned it before, but I feel like I did. But when they talk about the flood, right, in the Bible, they say, like, the earth, like, open up and water spew out. Scientists, like, I think it was a couple years ago, scientists were doing some, like, studies on, like, the earth. And I think they were looking over the Arctic, and they just saw this big hole moving. So it turns out that the Arctic was like cooling, so like this big hole in the earth was just moving around. So they were kind of confused. They were trying to figure like why this big mass moving. When they check the satellites, it turns out that it's just a big hole and the ice melt or whatever, and you could see it on the satellites. So I'm thinking, what if that's some kind of plug? Because they did more research and they found out that there's a lot of water inside the earth, not just around it as the sea. There's like under the crust, under the continents, there's water. So I'm saying, if the caps of them frozen, and that's why water level's not rising because they are frozen, if all the caps melt, right, we're gonna have less land. But if the water from inside the earth and so come out, then that's another flood. Because then, you know, when God sent the flood, it was raining for 30 days, 30 nights. There was no land to be seen. So we have way more water on earth than land.
Right.
But some of it probably is frozen, you know, just under, which is wild.
But also remember, back in those days, we didn't have any mountain and then kind of sunday that we have now. It checked. So you remember when the flood happened back then, and they say, you know, the fountains of the deep were open up and them kind of sunday and whatever, they basically started to push earth upwards and push this, that, and you know what I mean, are kind of different
and create so plates and so on. Okay,
if another flood for happen, I don't think it can cover the entire earth, because water now reach all the way up on Mount Everest and then kind of places, because they're just too high.
Let me fight you on that. No, I was listening to a Joe Rogan podcast, and Neil deGrasse Tyson or whatever was on it, and he was saying if you 3D print the earth to a replica, but to a downscale, then if you rub your finger across the earth, it would feel smooth. So it means like if you make like a baseball size earth replica with all the mountains and everything, you could run your hand across the surface of the ball and not feel a divot. So the highest point on earth in comparison to the whole world is smooth. So it looks big because of our perspective. But like if you're on the moon and you're looking out, you do not see hills. You just see surface.
Fair enough.
Uh-huh. So then water could cover the hills in no time.
I still don't agree though.
But with volcanoes and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
If water out fire, like, you know, think they can just shut off on volcano?
No, because pressure.
But like when he dormant, why can't I just load them up with one vast amount of water?
Cause pressure, cause there's always gonna be. It's like it's like in the center of a core could be a big ass diamond because of all the pressure from gravity, right? Mm-hmm. At the center of a core, and because of all the pressure is heating up, so the stuff just hot. And all the gases and so that's like building up, pushing the.
We just send them big. But me, they know. I just blow him to hell.
Why?
But me say he want to send one bomb inside of one hurricane or thing. And they laugh. I said that the man crazy. But me say a good idea now.
Disrupt the high winds.
Right.
You think it work?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
If you have a big explosion, it'll just dissipate the air because it'll disrupt it too much. Because it's a concentration of like high and low pressure here, like hot pressure, and cold.
Mm-hmm. So if you had this big,
suppose the power does boost him up into a super hurricane.
Bro, you ever see those tornadoes that catch on fire and they have flame tornadoes? Mm-hmm. Suppose that happened. Just have flaming hurricane or some muskrat. And the current fault.
They have moved from category 5 to about category 20. That's all destructive tech.
Plant and bomb in there and blow up the volcano. Yeah, you know what I mean? You had a volcano.
Why would you try to blow up?
Yeah, why?
Why wouldn't the volcano trouble you?
Because volcano with all the ton of gases and so inside the day and all the ton of
this and that. You know what happened, Khaled? I got toxic rain. You have acid rain.
But so that's what I'm going to say. If you want to tap a volcano, just pull them up and vast amount of water.
No, you leave it. You can't see them. No,
wait. Repeat, where is it, Khaled? Because me want to understand it. Yeah, see.
Yo, me ask if you know, think that there is enough water that can shut off a volcano.
No.
No, because remember, they have volcanoes on the water as well. Mm-hmm. I always want to understand how that is even possible. But they have volcanoes on the water. And remember, they even have like volcano that would be spouting out on the water, and you see the lava be running on the bottom of the ocean and then kind of stuff there. And I'm like, bro, how hot that thing have to really be? It's like me, Travis, so. But me not believe in blowing up my freaking volcano, dog. I mean, think that'll be more harm than freaking good.
But nevertheless, yo, the other day, my volcano erupted in Haiti, Hawaii, right? Mm. And you know, I as people, when I say stupid enough, but you know, I love danger.
True. Curiosity.
You know what I mean? I'm just too damn curious. Because I come from Eve.
Hey,
you can't tell me a volcano Europe. I you feel the heat I come off of the volcano and I till they turn up a 10 years.
You see, but that must be something that they kinda used to.
You
think people in the months right really panic too hard when the volcano go off every now and again? They probably just go to the end of the island and hope not rocket them. Or they just go to the next island and just wait till it cool down.
Cause the people of Hawaii, you know, they were running, you know, they were evacuating, you know. But the newsman and them, the American newsmen were just there having a ball. As you can see, the molten the lava is running down the highways. And you know, and then they just did kind of.
No disrespect to our Americans, but some of them don't, man.
Let me tell you. We're gonna probably send
you a video. Khaled, I'm gonna see him on No Jumper the other day. This man, he bar Senny out for cover some weather report.
Mm-hmm.
I saw one like that before, but this one I mean recent. So when they had that storm, that weather storm or whatever in New York or them around in places, they might happen and so.
Mm.
Like, you know, the place, it was really cold. They had like a freak blizzard, right?
Mm.
They say it was one of the coolest they ever had. So when they sent it out, or the frigate all, the man had to go to cover it. So the news reporter was, not the news reporter, the another person in the studio, they would say, and Mike is out there and he's gonna have us covers. Mike, what's going on outside there? You know, like a daddy.
Mm-hmm.
So the man was like, well, I don't know why I have to be the one out here to cover the news report, but no problem. I guess somebody in the office just don't like me. But just like I said earlier, it's below freezing and we're just out here reporting for the weather. So they say, so the woman was like, well, it seems like Mike is a bit cranky today. And then they showed the other clip when he out there again. And this was probably maybe 3 hours after the first one. So Mike was like, well, Kristen, just like I told you 3 hours ago, it's really cold and no one should be outside. So I don't know why I have to be outside reporting on the news. So, dog, I want to figure it out. So that's just Americans, dog. They're just like, then just lob. For see somebody outside, I really cover them so you can understand. Okay?
But you don't know you're cool. You mean the man? Hey, what I tell you? Man, me feelings, no shit to tell them. Somebody not like
you. Let me tell you.
Them there.
guys, it was nice talking to y'all, but I'm going to wash my skin and get ready for work.
Justin, sorry. This man messaged me at 5:48 and said me done their work.
5:40.
Nah, not 5. You mistake me, boss. At 6, me message you. 6:30.
Okay, so, me ahead of you.
Me know what it be, but when me get to work after 6:30.
So I don't understand what you're saying. So is it that you would get to work late, or I don't understand what's happening?
No, you know, me try to say, right, the man, when me get a message the other day, you know what I mean, the man messaged me, and the message coming at 5:47, and me see the man say he done their work.
Well, maybe you're out behind me or something.
So me say, 5:47? Oh, this man, you done their work so early, if he had key.
Okay, what time be right now?
Right now, 11:43.
Yeah, 11:43 right now, so sum it up, because me never get work before 6:30.
Maybe the message will come when he's supposed to come in.
Maybe so.
For some reason, I'm going to know why, but I always had a problem. Ever since my start work, whatever job I have, I always late. I just don't know why. I'm late for church. I'm late for everything. You check what I'm trying to say? And sometimes I feel really bad about it, but I just don't know. I just can't. Just the habit just in me. Check what I'm trying to say? And my parents are never late. My brother never late. So I don't know why me just had this habit. You know what I mean?
Well, we make sure me extra early. What I say, if you're on time, you're late. So I make sure I always early. Like sometimes I have an interview. Like when I go to an interview and so, I leave my house a whole hour before that interview. So I sit down there for half an hour when I get there, just waiting. I have to be early because I don't want nobody wait on me.
Well, now we go. You know we go. Let me just leave it there. You know we go.
Yeah, man. I take care, Sam.
Yeah, man. Blessings, G.
All the best.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah, man. Howdy, buddy, buddy. Howdy, buddy, buddy.